Hello and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today is Sunday, March 13th, and already since the lockout ended, there have been a lot of free agent signings and trades that have happened. All of that and more coming up. All right, so the first move that I'm going to be talking about today is the Blue Jays signing Yusei Kikuchi, the former Mariners pitcher. They signed him to a 3-year, $36 million contract. He's heading into his fourth year in the MLB, and he showed continued improvement each year he's been in the league. After posting a 0.6 war across his first 2 years, Kikuchi put up 1.7 wins above replacement last year and made the All-Star game. However, it seems a little unnecessary for the Blue Jays, at least I think. He's already 30, and they already have some talented starters in Jose Berríos, Anjin Ryu, Alek Manoah, Ross Stripling, and Nace Pearson. Not to mention the fact that they just gave Kevin Gausman, another pitcher already in his 30s, a $110 million 5-year deal. Why not use the roster spot and money they gave Kikuchi to find a good bat to replace Marcus Semien? Anyway, this just shows that the Blue Jays are going all in on the next few years, and for the time at least, they have one of the best rotations in the MLB. Now, there's a trade that happened. The Twins traded their catcher Mitch Garver to the Rangers for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and minor league pitcher Ronnie Henriquez. After a stellar season in 2019, where he won a Silver Slugger despite playing just 93 games, Mitch Garver had an abysmal 2020. Hitting 167 and striking out 46% of the time. Average in the MLB is 20-25%, but he struck out almost half the time he stepped up to the plate in 2020. But he bounced back in 2021, hitting a solid 13 home runs with a 137 WRC+, meaning he was about 37% better than the average hitter. I think this is a great acquisition for the Rangers. It gives them a power-hitting, reliable catcher. If he can continue his performance from 2019 and 2021, then he will be a valuable addition to the Rangers in their quest to return to the postseason. On the other side of the deal, the Twins get Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Kiner-Falefa has played catcher before in 2018 and 19, but has transitioned to a shortstop in the past 2 years. So with Corey Seager and Marcus Semien coming in, he's probably of better use elsewhere. He hit .271 with a .312 OBP in 2021, but what makes him so valuable is his elite fielding. Last year, he had a 16.8 fielding runs above average, an advanced fielding metric invented by Baseball Prospectus. For some context, an 11 FRAA is considered fantastic, so almost 17 is legendary. The Twins also got 21-year-old minor league pitcher Ronnie Henriquez, who struck out 105 batters across 93 and two-thirds innings. He enters the Twins system as their 20th-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Now, another free agent signing, returning to his team, the Dodgers re-signed Clayton Kershaw to a 1-year, $17 million contract. The 8-time All-Star and 3-time Cy Young winner turns 34 this Saturday, but he's back with his lifetime club for another season. He had another quality year in 2021, striking out 10.7 batters per 9 innings and reached 10 wins for the 10th time in his career. In fact, his swing and miss percentage increased by over 7% between 2020 and 2021. More on the latest news after this. Sports Reference is the greatest sports statistics website on the internet, with stats from baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, college basketball, and college football. It has anything you could possibly need. Go to sports-reference.com to check it out. That's sports-reference.com for any stats that you might need. Well, there was another big trade. The New York Mets, who are going all in this year, traded for Chris Bassitt from the Oakland Athletics. In return, the Athletics got minor league pitchers Adam Aller and JT Ginn. Bassitt was a first-time All-Star at the age of 32 last year, backing up his solid 2020 campaign. In 2021, his 18% called strike rate was 15th out of 55 pitchers with at least 150 innings pitched, and his strikeouts per 9 innings increased from 7.9 in 2020 to 9.1 in 2021. As I mentioned before, The rebuilding Athletics get right-handed pitchers JT Ginn and Adam Oller. Ginn is now the Athletics' fourth-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, and had a good season across single A and high A last year. He went 5-5 with a 3.03 ERA and gave up just 3 home runs across 92 innings of pitching. Adam Oller is now the Athletics' 19th-ranked prospect, and he went 9-4 with a 3.45 ERA and striking out 138 batters over 120 innings pitched in 2021. Carlos Rodon, the former White Sox pitcher, signed with the Giants for 2 years and $44 million with the player opt-out option after 2022. Following a horrendous 2020, Carlos Rodon bounced back with a stunning 2021. He had a 2.37 ERA, a 0.96 whip, average is about 1.3, and struck out 12.6 batters per 9 innings. According to Baseball Prospectus's DRA minus metric, which is basically just WRC plus for pitchers, Rodon was about 31% better than the average pitcher last year. I think he provides a very valuable arm for the Giants alongside new ace Logan Webb. Now, this trade just happened right as I was finishing up preparing for this episode, but I made sure to fit it in. Sonny Gray traded to the Minnesota Twins for Chase Petty. Last year, Gray had another solid season, going 7-9 with a 4.19 ERA. However, his numbers have decreased in recent years. His fastball has steadily gotten slower while his ERA has gotten higher. For the moment, however, he provides a reliable arm for the Twins, who also got minor league pitcher Francis Paguero in the deal. The Reds get right-handed pitcher Chase Petty, the Twins' first-round pick in the 2021 draft. The Twins' seventh-best prospect isn't ranked in the top 100, and I personally feel the Reds could have gotten more in the deal, especially from a Twins team that is willing to give up a lot to get back to postseason form this year. Some other deals that happened, but I won't fully analyze. Joe Kelly signs with the White Sox for 2 years and $17 million. Josh Harrison signed with the White Sox 1 year for $5.5 million. Jerry's Familia re-signed with the Phillies for 1 year and $6 million. Hanser Alberto signed a one-year contract with the Dodgers. And Andrelton Simmons signed a one-year $4 million with the deal. 1 year $4 million deal with the Cubs. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It was written, produced, and recorded by me. Thank you to Sports Reference, Baseball Prospectus, Fangraphs, MLB.com, and SpotTrack.com for providing resources for this episode. I've linked all of those websites in the description if you want to check them out. If you like the podcast, please rate and review wherever you listen, and be on the lookout for new episodes. With the free agent frenzy and regular season baseball just around the corner, there'll be plenty to talk about. I hope you've enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next one.